Sorry, Ms. Sprague, Jim. Sorry, Ms. Sprague.
Our next public hearing is subdivision 2005-82, James and Mary Beth Parker.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Indian River 100, Sussex County, by dividing 32.94 acres into 41 lots using the cluster development concept and being located west of Route 30, 2,400 feet north of Road 48. This application was reviewed by the Technical Advisory Committee, and I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
Mr. Wheatley, we've not received any additional correspondence. However, I have passed down a revised preliminary plan. We received that on August 20th. We'll address the comments made by the Technical Advisory Committee.
All right, sir. Thank you. It looks like there might be somebody here representing this application.
Yes, sir.
Good evening. Ken Christenberry, Axiom Engineering here in Georgetown, Delaware. For Mr. Wheatley's records, I am a licensed professional engineer in the state of Delaware. With me is Jimmy Parker. Jimmy is the developer of this project. He's developed several other subdivisions in Sussex County. He has some photographs of a development he's done in the Millsboro area referred to as Parker's Point. You should be, some of you may be familiar with it.
You've seen him before.
I imagine you have. As a matter of fact, he and I have done some other subdivision work here before you. Did you want to start and then have me take over, Jim?
Good evening. I'm Jim Parker. I come before you tonight asking you to consider to take a 33-acre parcel located on Route 30, and we ask that you would rezone it for a 41-lot clustered subdivision. One of the things I'd like to do is tell you why we decided to cluster subdivision. In the past, I've always been anti-cluster subdivisions. What I had done in the past was always three-quarter acre lots and acre lots. And the beginning process of this, I had a surveyor lay it out with three-quarter acre lots. And I took it to Ken Christenberry and asked Ken to look at it and give me his input on it. And I always try to get a couple people to look at it. And when Ken first looked at it, he said, Jimmy, he says, I don't think you're going about this property the right way. And I said, Ken, what do you mean? And he says, Jimmy, I feel like that this is a perfect property for cluster versus big, large lots because you can save a lot of the woods and a lot of the area can become open space. At that time, I agreed to have Ken go ahead and draw something up on that nature to let me see that. And after seeing what he had drew up, and realizing what I had done in the past with three-quarter acre lots and seeing people take the wooded lots and take a lot of the trees off and really taking what I thought was part of nature and not having the control of it on my own, I really felt like that maybe there was some possibility for this particular property to go that way. And I'm going to let Ken tonight go over some of the things that really work well for this and the saving of some of the trees and the way he's done it. But a couple of things that I really like about it and would like to point out to you guys is, first off, the entire property does have a buffer zone around it. So not only does it have buffer to the neighbors as far as the existing houses on Route 30, but it also has a buffer zone around the entire property, left, right, and rear. And I think that's really nice, not only from the neighbors' point of view, but I think also from the people that would eventually live in this particular development. The second thing is this particular development will have a very nice quality entrance with an island, obviously with plants, flagpole, a lot of creativity out front with big brick pillars and nice entrance signs and that kind of thing. The other thing that Ken has done with this that I have liked is the fact that instead of doing one great big large stormwater management pond, he creatively put three different ponds in three locations, so that way it's just not one great big area with one big pond. It's got creativeness for wildlife and things like that when it's around the woods and connected to it. And those ponds will be wet ponds, so it'll allow for nature as well. The other thing that we're going to do with Stony Ridge Estates, if allowed, is we're going to create a recreation area. And that recreation area will be established around one of the ponds with a gazebo. In that same area, we're hoping to put in, we will be putting in a basketball court and also a tot area. A couple things that I really feel that as these small areas are developed, it needs a place where kids can hang out. We also have some walking trails and stuff on the plan as well. The last three things I have is we will be doing street lights, and the street lights and mailboxes will all be matching, so that way it brings in a nice quality community with everything matching, not any inconsistency as far as that. We will be providing a school bus stop out at the main entrance on Route 30, so that way the kids will have shelter and a safe place. And the other thing I wanted to mention, which had concerned me a little bit, is the soil feasibilities about doing a cluster. I was concerned about whether or not the soils would be able to handle that. But our report that we got back from Delaware Environmentals came back very positive with great soils in that area, 66% of it being gravity, 34% being LPP, and nothing at all on the property obtaining to mound systems or engineering type systems with micro drip and that type of thing. So I felt that was a very positive thing. At this time, I'd like to turn it over to Ken Christianberry and let him tell you some of the things that he would like to mention.
Take it away, Ken.
Thank you, sir. The commission would allow, I have a copy of my notes regarding to compliance of Chapter 99 that may be helpful in preparing proposed ordinance, and also an exhibit showing a standard lot alternative design that would be permitted. It's a helpful exhibit in describing why the cluster is a superior design for the project. Just in brief, the difference between the bottom exhibit shows a standard lot subdivision of the property, and the top shows the cluster that's been proposed for the project. The largest difference that's really obvious is the buffers that Mr. Parker mentioned, which results in a tremendous difference in the amount of open space for the project. Standard lot subdivision, as you see it, has about 2 acres of open space, most of which is a stormwater management area and a landscape area along the main entry boulevard. And then the Chapter 99 required 30-foot agricultural buffer along the northern property line, resulting in about 2.21 acres or 6.72% open space for the project. Through the use of the cluster, we're able to triple that to 7.43 acres of open space, or 22.56%. Either project at the density shown requires 0% open space, but we believe that tripling the open space certainly does provide for a superior design. A good thing about the open space in the cluster is the existing woods line, if you look at the standard lot, runs right along there. So the entire perimeter of, 80% of the project has woods that will all be committed to common open space in the cluster design concept. That wooded area would not be offered such protection under a standard lot development at all. I'd like to briefly go through the Chapter 99 requirements for subdivision of land and describe how we've met those requirements with this application. Integration of proposed subdivision into existing terrain and surrounding landscapes. Stony Ridge Estates cluster subdivision is located adjacent to existing forest land, single-family homes, and an agricultural field. All the adjacent wooded lands are buffered by 30-foot-wide conservation areas and common space where existing woods are to remain. The adjacent single-family residential areas include a minimum of 20-foot buffers. And a small portion of the property is adjacent to an existing ag field that's located right here. And that 30-foot buffer is supplemented by the fact that on the other side of the forested buffer is the stormwater management pond, providing additional separation from agricultural lands to the proposed lots. Paragraph 2, minimum use of wetlands and floodplains. The site does not contain any regulatory wetlands or floodplains. Paragraph 3, preservation of natural and historic features. The majority of the natural features on the site will be preserved, including the natural wooded areas, which would not be preserved under the standard lot option. Paragraph 4, preservation of open space and scenic views. By utilizing the cluster option, 22.56% of the property, or 7.43 acres, will be preserved as common open space. 3.78 acres of existing wooded lands are included in the preserved open space. Paragraph 5, minimization of tree vegetation, soil removal, and grade changes. Through the use of a cluster design, approximately 3.78 acres of the existing trees on the property will be preserved. Soil removal and grade changes will be minimized during the final design to be limited only to that which is needed to provide positive drainage and proper cover for proposed utilities. Paragraph 6, screening of objectionable features from neighboring properties and roadways. As detailed above, the buffers provided by the cluster design provide that screening much more so than a standard lot subdivision would allow for. Provision of water supply, the half-acre lots proposed will be provided with individual private wells. Provision of sewage disposal, as Mr. Parker mentioned, Delaware Environmental completed a feasibility study. Feasibility study indicated that gravity and low pressure pipe septic systems would be permitted based on the results obtained to date. Paragraph 9, prevention of pollution of surface and groundwater. The project would remove approximately 10 acres of row crops from production. Row crops are typically fertilized with chicken manure and other things that are deemed to be hazardous to the environment. So the conversion to single family use should actually provide a benefit to surface and groundwater. Paragraph 10, minimization of erosion and sedimentation, minimization of changes in groundwater levels, minimization of increased rates of runoff, minimization of potential for flooding and design of drainage so that groundwater recharge is maximized. The retention of the existing forest cover around the perimeter of the site will result in a site development that minimizes erosion. Conversion from row crops to single family home lots will result in permanent vegetative cover rather than something being tilled annually, and that will reduce the erosion that occurs on the property. During construction, the Sussex Conservation District approved erosion and sediment control measures will be implemented to limit erosion and sediment-laden runoff from leaving the project site. Provision for safe vehicular and pedestrian movement within the site. The entrance plan to be proposed will include a deceleration lane and a bypass lane and will require a permit from Delaware Department of Transportation. A site of this size, a project with 41 units, does not require a traffic impact study, so none was deemed necessary by the state. Effect on area property values, the development of Stony Ridge Estates with quality single-family homes, recreational facilities, and infrastructure will increase the value of the subject property, thereby likely increasing the value of surrounding property. The introduction of landscaped open space areas will improve the neighborhood as well. Preservation and conservation of farmland. The property includes the 30-foot forested buffer along the northern edge of the property and a stormwater management basin between the existing ag field and the proposed lots. Yeah. The purpose of the buffer is to limit the effect of the subdivision on adjacent ag property. As the buffer matures, the adjacent farmland will be able to continue operations with minimal impact on residential properties. Paragraph 14, effect on schools, public buildings, community facilities. Stony Ridge Estates is located within the Indian River School District. A bus stop shelter has been proposed near the entrance to the community. 41 lots proposed is anticipated to have a negligible effect on public buildings and community facilities. Effect on area roadways and public transportation. Road improvements related to the entrance design will be installed as required by DLDOT. Right-of-way dedication along Route 30 has been provided as requested by DLDOT. And again, no traffic impact study has been required. Compatibility with other area land uses. The project as proposed is consistent with the land uses in the vicinity of single-family residential detached housing. Effect on area waterways, the conversion from agriculture to low-density residential development will produce a positive effect on area waterways. Having that concludes our presentation. I'd be pleased to entertain any questions that the commission may have at this time.
I'd like to add one more thing, if I could, Mr. Wheatley.
All right, sir, go ahead.
I also have a copy of the deed restrictions that I'd like to submit. A couple of things that I'd like to mention about the deed restrictions is the fact that everything that would be built in this development, if approved, would be custom stick-built homes, no modulars, no of anything like that, minimum square footage 2,000 and up, brick and stone foundations, front and sides, it has to be asphalt, concrete driveways, a lot of nice high-quality things, so it would be a very nice asset to the community. Two-car garage minimum, things of that nature. So, and in order for time being in essence. I don't want to drag it out, but it would be of quality. And one other thing I just want to mention is about 6 years ago, I did come before you the first time and brought in a development called Parker's Point. And since that time, I've done one other. And each time I do it, one of the things I have not done, maybe someday I should, but I've always done everything in my name, in my wife's name, because I feel like my name needs to stand for what I represent. And when I bring a project in here and I ask for your favor, you can be assured that whatever I do with it will be the fact that I'll do exactly what I've told you I do. And so far, I've done my best to do that. So if you would have that opportunity tonight to see this through, I can assure you I would do everything that I've told you I would.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
We thank you. We'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Or, oh, I'm sorry. We'll see if our commission has any questions for you. So don't go away.
I was just trying
to move things along here a little bit. I'm moving along smartly, Mr. Johnson. You have the floor, sir.
Plus surprise, I have a question or two. Currently, I noticed, or in your presentation, you said there are not any plans for sidewalks. And you addressed this issue of safe pedestrian travel by having the, access paths to some of your open spaces. But more importantly, in terms of a safe pedestrian travel, I'm concerned about how these school children access the school bus stop that's at the entrance to the development when you have a long, pretty driveway in view of you're not planning to put in sidewalks. Can you address that in terms of the safe pedestrian travel?
Well, in the past, the couple developments that I've done, we've not done sidewalks in there and never had any problems. The roads are made obviously wide enough to meet the state standards, and the kids have always been well open as far as getting to the bus and back. Never had an issue with that in the past, as far as safety issue with kids getting to the bus stop and back. It seems like that, most of the people in the developments themselves, and you're right, maybe people that live there are more conscientious than people that would just be driving in or coming in without recognizing the kids. I've never had an issue with that in the past.
Have you done any cluster developments before?
No, sir.
Okay. What you may find is that if you look at some of our recent cluster developments that the commission has been involved with, that typically we do request at least sidewalks are on one side of the road. And when we're talking about the safe pedestrian travel, it's because, the lots are compacted.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Christenberry can probably share those thoughts with you about that. Second thing is, in talking about the access to the open space, when I look at the two corners on the south side of the property, there's two corner things that say open space, yes.
In there.
How might the residents access those open space areas?
Those are intended to be forested buffers that would remain, but there's not a walking trail proposed there because we feel the privacy of the individual lots would probably be diminished by that, but it does want to provide for privacy on any adjacent property owners and for the owners of the lots.
So if you were living there and you had children that liked to play in the woods,
they'd be allowed to. They could access it from
crossing the
pond and going from the pond here. They could go around those rear yards in that open space as a way to go play in the woods without going through private property.
I would invite you to look at lot number 33 and perhaps consider
providing
carving out an access path, seeing as how that's more than half an acre lot.
Mr. Johnson, I think that's a nice idea also, even from a maintenance point of view, if that needed maintenance down the road, to have a 10 or 15 foot easement there.
Yeah.
That's an excellent point. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And you are talking about back in that area where the gazebo and the tot lot is, having a basketball court or something of that nature?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because that's not noted on your plan, but I did hear
in the
presentation.
Yeah, Mr. Parker mentioned that to me within the last week or so. We think we'd probably, when he asked me about it, I said, I think I can probably reduce the size of that pond at final design to make room for a half court course back there.
And could you share with me the this walking trail piped drainage easement? What's that?
There'd be an attempt to get drainage from portions of the subdivision over to that pond. And so there'd be a pipe laid underground rather than an open swale. And then as that trail were cleared to lay that pipe, there would be a walking trail with mulch probably laid out on top of where that is. That is a portion of the project. The existing woods line is actually right about here. So that 30-foot wide easement should include some mature trees to remain standing on either side of that trail.
All right. Good enough mundane questions for you, Mr. Chairman. No more questions. Thank you.
Mr. Burton.
I would encourage just parking for this bus stop. But just to follow up on Mr. Johnson's comment, is that to put a bus stop at the end of the road and have a two-lane entrance, you know, one going in, one out, you're going to clog something up if you're waiting.
Okay.
Do you think parallel parking in that island would be acceptable, Mr. Parker?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Parallel parking? Within the island itself, rather than putting it right in somebody's front yard.
I think you got to have it somewhere if you, you know.
I think if we put it in the island, it wouldn't affect any of the yards, and that might be a good parallel.
And do I see on that plan over there some kind of easement that's going across lots 13 and 14, but it's not on this plan? What is that green strip?
13, 14.
This is just showing woods.
Where existing woods, it's not a common space, but it is anticipated that some woods would remain on those rear yards, depending on how where the septics lay out.
No further questions.
All right, sir. Thank you, Mr. Gordy.
So, do we have septic feasibility?
Yes, sir.
We do have it.
Yes, sir.
Do we have a copy of it?
I don't have a copy. No.
Yeah, I do have a copy of it.
Can you submit it, Jim?
I only have one copy. I mean, I don't mind submitting it.
Just see if Shane gets one.
Well, it's just tomorrow's fine.
Yeah,
tomorrow's fine. We'll fax it in.
And Mr. Christopher, lots 37, 36, 35. What's the distance between 36 and 35 lot line and the strip lots along 30?
I believe here we have
30
a 30-foot easement. The only place where we really have 20-foot is, we have 30 feet here, Mr. Gordy.
Okay.
We have 20-foot here simply because these lots aren't as deep as we kind of like them to be, and we feel going with a full 30-foot easement would squeeze.
But I had asked him to put that in there just to be a courteous thing to these neighbors and to these people that they would have some privacy there.
Okay, is that wooded now? Or
it's going to be planted with Leland cypresses and a little bit of a mound.
Okay, so you will plant a buffer there?
Yes, sir.
With vegetation?
And
yes.
Right about here. So
okay.
We do have woods behind 35, 36,
okay.
37, but not behind the three that run along with the access road.
Okay, but you will have vegetation planted.
When Mr. Parker's done with his development.
That's all the question I have.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Smith. I have a question, I guess, either for Mr. Lank or Mr. Robertson. How have we handled the on this plan, it mentions an out parcel. How has the commission handled the out parcel so they're not a problem in the future? Is that a part of this land?
No, sir.
That is not.
The seller is retaining that.
Seller's retaining that.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be subdivided out.
It already has been.
It already has.
A minor
okay.
subdivision has
yes,
been filed.
Very good.
But he's cooperated with DelDOT as far as giving them right away so we can get our D-cell lane to work.
Does he have access to Route 30, or does he have access to your street?
I think the intention is he's going to have a driveway on Route 30, and then when our subdivision street comes in, he'll actually remove the Route 30 access from our D-cell lane and take
based,
it off the subdivision.
Based on the minor road. Subdivision approved by Delta?
He already has that approval. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. Your references and your documents make reference that you're preserving 3.78 acres of woods.
Correct.
How much are you removing?
I
look at the plan, you're removing a lot.
I did not calculate that. I calculated the open space areas that were the woods that are being retained, that 3.78 acres, that is outside of any lots. what could be retained on some of the lots may exceed that as well.
I was just looking at
as how much has been removed.
Preliminary standard subdivision, it appeared that there's a substantial acreage of trees lost crossing 37312 back to 26.
Mm-hmm.
And looks, well, I'm sure your just intent is to clear just the area for the house, the driveway, the septic, et cetera. It's not clearing
right.
all
we were clearing
lots,
the roads.
Some of your lots are showing it as totally cleared.
Yeah, we were just showing that as
a little bit misleading.
Yes, it is.
I was just curious how much you were going to take out. If you look at the drawing of your cluster subdivision, you've taken out entire sections of trees off of several lots.
Yeah, hopefully there would be more trees that
your
would
intent
remain.
Is just to clear what's necessary.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's all I have.
All right, sir. Thank you, Mr. Cowell.
Just to pick up on that same theme for just a minute, according to the information that I have, the northern woods, which I guess would be in the vicinity of lots 18 over to the 22 area where the stormwater management pond is, those existing woods are considered significant state resource woodlands for whatever reason. I don't know why, but it seems to me that you might want to consider emphasizing retaining of that area in your open space and alter the design a little bit to allow more retaining of that significant natural area.
We
the
have
second a- point is apparently the lands now are formerly of Sharon Shoemaker. Artesian has a CPCN, Certificate of Convenience and Public Necessity, Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity for providing water to that site. You might consider expanding that area to include your development so you don't have to have all those wells.
Are they doing wastewater as well?
My understanding is it's a water CPCN,
water
but
only.
It may be something else.
We'll contact
something this summer apparently was granted. And the last thing is, you mentioned Leland Cypress. I'd suggest that you talk to folks from Department of Agriculture. They have a list of local natural species, and Leland Cypress is not one of them. You might want to check that list and use something that's local.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Mr. Abbott?
No questions, Mr. Wheeler.
All right, sir. Robertson?
All my questions have been answered.
Thank you, sir.
How about that?
Thank you.
Okay, gentlemen, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if anybody has an interest in your application. Is there anybody here who would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2005-82, James and Mary Beth Parker? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2005-82? Is there anyone on the commission that have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We thank you for coming. You may remain with us for the rest of the evening and possibly the early morning of Friday to see if we make a decision, or you may just call the office in the morning.